The law of seeds, in essence, says this: my destiny is directly influenced by the quantity, the timing, and the type of seeds that I am currently sowing.
This is Straight Talk.
This is Mark Chobe. Welcome to Straight Talk. God provides. In this three-part series, I'm going to be teaching you three laws that are vital for you to understand if you're going to align your finances with God's purposes. I'm going to be teaching you the law of source, the law of seeds, and the law of center. The law of source, in essence, helps us understand that the source of all of our income and all of our resources is ultimately God. The law of seeds helps you to understand that the way you allocate your resources, the seeds that you sow now, will affect your tomorrow. You are already now beginning to affect tomorrow and your future, even financially. And the law of center helps you understand how to position yourself in a place where God can continue to bless you because you're in the center of where God wants you to be. So you do not want to miss these three powerful laws found from Scripture that will help you understand finances from God's perspective. Let's get ready to learn.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Straight Talk. We continue with Pastor Mark's series called God Provides today with part two, the law of seeds. Our text will be found in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. Here's Pastor Mark.
God has several names in the Old Testament that give an indication of his character and what he loves to do. The Old Testament refers to God as Jehovah or Yahweh Rapha. That means the God who heals. Why? Because God loves to heal. Part of his nature is to heal. You see it in the Old Testament as God touched people and healed people. You see it in the ministry of Jesus as he walked around Galilee and throughout, how he loved to heal people of their diseases. He loves to heal body, soul, and spirit. The Bible also talks about God being our protector, Jehovah our protector. Why? Because God loves to be a shield and a protector and a guard. You see, that's part of his nature towards his people. He loves to shield and protect them and guard them. Why? He's a father that loves to do that. And in one place in the Old Testament, it also refers to him as Jehovah or Yahweh Jireh, which means God, our provider. Why? Because part of his nature is that God loves, he loves to provide. He loves to supply everything that you and I need to live a life in abundance in him. Just as you, as a father or a mother, love to provide for your children, you want to see them have all that they need, so God also loves to provide. Part of his nature is to provide. He loves to supply and provide those things that we are lacking. However, there are times in our life where God is seeking to provide, but we are not in a place to receive his provision. I am teaching you three laws over the next... We started last week, this week, and next week. Three laws that help us be in a place to receive the provision of God. Sometimes the provision is there and the desire is there, but we are in a place where we can't get or receive what he's trying to provide. How about it? There are some of you that... will it happen with Haiti this past week that there were provisions and boats that were actually going to the country of Haiti, but there was a problem. There was a will to provide, but there was a problem with getting the provision to the places that were most in need of it. Not that the provisions weren't there. Not that there wasn't a desire, but there was some breakdown of transportation and ability to get the supplies to the place that is needed most rapidly. I remember when I went on my honeymoon, I think I told you last week, my wife and I were very, very poor. And we were able to, I was able to save up enough money to buy tickets to go to Spain, but I had no money to be there in this honeymoon, and we were going to tent and eat bologna and ham sandwiches throughout our honeymoon. So I put a tent in the car, got over there, and ripped up all the envelopes we had for our wedding. That's the cash we used to go on the honeymoon. And there was a bunch of people that wrote checks. And my father said, don't worry, I'll deposit it. And then when you need it, we'll wire them over. And my money ran out fast. And so halfway through the trip, I called up my dad. I said, Dad, can you wire me some of the money that's there? He said, sure enough, son. And he went about the process of trying to wire the money. And the problem was that at that time, Spain was the only country that would not accept wiring of money. So although the money was there, and although there was a will to provide, I had put myself in a place where the provision could not get to me. It was there. There was a desire, and I really needed it. I wanted it, and my father wanted to give it, but I was in a place and position that would not allow me to receive what was there. In our lives at times, God our Father is desirous to provide, but sometimes we have put ourselves in a place in which we are not able to access His provision because we are not in a place, not practicing some of these laws that allow us to take His provision. These three laws that I'm teaching you are helping you get in a place where all the provision of God can be accessed by you. The first one is the law of source. The law of source. I taught it last week. If you haven't learned this law, you need to pick it up. It's one of the most fundamental laws that are there. And if you're just jumping on this law, I'd encourage you to go and either download it from the internet or purchase it at our resource center. You need to hear the law of source. The law of source, in essence, is this. The ultimate source and owner of all that I possess is God. When I act like an owner, I will eventually plug the source and dishonor the owner. So I need to learn the law of source. The law of seeds is the second law that I'm going to teach you today. And the law of seeds, in essence, says this: my destiny is directly influenced by the quantity, the timing, and the type of seeds that I am currently sowing. I cannot expect my future to be different if I am unwilling to alter my present. Are you tracking with me this morning? This is huge. I was at a restaurant the other day, and my 17-year-old daughter and I, we have a breakfast date every Thursday morning. So we go out to eat breakfast and just chat about how we're doing, what's going on in life, and just a little bit of a catch-up time. And so we were at a restaurant, and the waitress that was helping us out, I asked her how the entrance into the new year was, and she says, I can't wait to leave 2009 behind. Oh, what a year. She said, I'm really expecting that 2010 will be a much better year. I hope it's going to be a better year. Oh, I hope it's going to be better. And I was just in casual conversation with her. I said, well, you know, they say that if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. She said, hold on, say that again. I said, well, they say that if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. So if you want 2010 to be different, you got to do something different than you did in 2009, or typically it'll be the same. She said, I got to think about that. So this next week I came in to the same restaurant, and she was there serving coffee. And she says, by the way, I remember if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. I'm doing something different. And in essence, the law of seed is a bit in that same line of thinking, that if you want to affect your future will be influenced mostly by what you are doing in your present. And so there are four things that I want you to learn. There's four factors about the law of seed that I want you to understand this morning that are really important if you are going to begin to impact and alter your future. And they're found in essence in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10, which is a passage that talks about seed sowing. And this seed sowing principle, by the way, is something that God engineered in creation. It is God who invented the concept of the seed. He is the one that designed the rhythms of nature, of sowing, of reaping, and of harvest. He's the one that creatively thought of the concept that you start with the seed and the seed is planted and it germinates and then it grows and it produces more seeds. That came from the heart of God. That's true of the agricultural area as well it is of human reproduction. It starts with the seed and it grows into a person who has the ability to reproduce as well. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10, it says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." The first factor, I'm going to give you four factors to understand this law of seeds. Factor number one is what I call the guarantee factor. This principle will be applied to the world at large by divine order. The guarantee factor is this. Look at what it says. "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." The law of guarantee is this. Don't deceive yourself into thinking that somehow you're going to sow these kind of seeds and expect to receive or reap a different kind of harvest. Sometimes we lie to ourselves, and sometimes we con ourselves into thinking that we can sow a certain kind of seed and that it's not going to affect our harvest. And God is saying, hey, don't deceive yourselves. And by the way, remember, you can't trick God. You can't trick God.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled The Law of Seeds, which is from our current series called God Provides. If you'll stay tuned to the end of the program, I will tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. Pastor Mark's message is called The Law of Seeds.
You think that somehow you're going to trick God, that God is too busy with the cosmos and the wars in Afghanistan, and that somehow you're going to fly under the radar and that you're going to get away with sowing these seeds and reap a different harvest than what you've sown. And Paul says, hey, don't even think about that. God is keeping track of the seeds that you sow, and God will make sure that this principle of sowing and reaping will have its effect in your life and that it will manifest itself in your life. Don't be deceived. God cannot be mocked. The principle is this: what a man sows, that also will he reap. I don't know how many people I speak to and have conversations with, and they are shocked at the harvest that they're reaping and make no correlation between what's going on in their current life with what they sowed in their previous years. They're almost like shocked. Like, how could this happen to me? Hold on. It didn't just happen to you. You've been building this up for years. You've been sowing these kind of seeds for a long time. And now you're just reaping the harvest of what you've been sowing for a long time. Keep in mind this. Another way of kind of understanding it is what we are today is due to what we did yesterday. What we are today in a large part is due to the choices, the decisions, the seeds that we sowed yesterday. And what we are tomorrow will be due to what we sow today. In other words, whatever seeds you have been sowing for years in your life, you look at your life currently now. You look at where you're at. And a large part of who you are right now, and a large part of what you're at, where you're at, is determined by whatever seeds you have been sowing. Let's take our health, for example. The greatest predictor of how healthy you will be in 20 years is the seeds that you're sowing today. You see, if you want to in 20 years be pretty healthy, you have to ask yourself these questions. How am I eating now? How am I exercising now? How is my cholesterol now? What am I doing right now? Because whatever you do right now, you are sowing into your future and into your destiny, and you're sowing it into your health in 20 years. Right? Some people look and say, we just want to grow old together as a married couple, and we want to be that little gray-haired couple holding hands, walking down some street in Tuscany, Italy, in love with each other, at 80 years old, just walking, but really nicely loving each other. We want to be that couple. And I'm saying, that's great. That's a great dream to have. But I want to tell you, that's not just going to happen. You see, whatever seeds you're sowing right now into your marriage will determine whether that is a reality or not in your future. It starts by whatever I am doing today, because what I do today is marking what my future will be. I'm having a direct impact on my future by the choices and the seeds that I'm choosing to sow today into my future. It's a simple equation, but very, very powerful. Oftentimes we can blame our heredity and our environment, our parents, society, spouses, neighborhood, bosses, our job, and all those things can impact us and affect us. But the way they affect us the most is that if we allow them to change the kind of seeds, and if we allow them to change the quantity of seeds that we're sowing, that's how they affect us. Because what most directly affects us is the seeds that we choose to sow. They can affect you this way. For example, if you grew up in a household in which you had a negative, absent, austere, dominant father, or someone that was abusive of alcohol, and you grew up in that kind of home, it affects you because chances are that it begins to cause you to sow negative seeds. You begin to sow the seeds of anger, the seeds of bitterness, the seeds of rebellion, because that father can cause the seed source that you have to go bad. And so you, through your young childhood, you're sowing seeds of anger and rebellion that lead to abuse and indulgence and obsessions. And so you sow those seeds. Now, that father cannot alter your destiny. He can alter the seeds that you sow, and it causes you to start sowing your own seeds. And that father can die and be gone, and you can still be sowing those seeds because he dealt with your heart and you have anger. The only way you change it is if you determine, he did what he did. He was what he was. But my future does not depend on him. I will forgive. I will release. I will walk in God. I will start sowing new kinds of seeds. And regardless of what your background was, you can choose your seeds. Oh, this is a huge lesson. We have to understand it. Because some people look at their background and you say, well, you don't understand. I was raised in that neighborhood or in that, and I had this and this happened to me. And I understand that there are things that can happen to you that pollute your seed, that make you want to sow bad seed. But they cannot alter your future. They do not dictate who you will be. They only give you a propensity to sow bad seeds. But it's your choice what kind of seeds you will sow. And haven't we all seen it? Two people that grew up in the same sort of messed up, bad environment where people would say out of that place, no good is going to come. And one soars and does good and changes and becomes a power for good and raises great kids and succeeds in life. And then someone else spirals down in obsession, addiction, going from one relationship to another, abuse, children all over with this woman, that woman, that chaos in their life. And we look and we say, well, what happened between this person and that person? I don't know exactly where their story changed, but I do know that the person that went the right direction somewhere down the path decided, I will not let my past dictate the seeds that I sow. I will start sowing new seeds. And for the believer, that usually happens when they encounter and experience the power of God. It's power of God that lets them know you can forgive, you can release. You are a new creation in Jesus Christ. The second factor I want you to understand about the seed is what I call the seed factor. The harvest you reap is determined by the type and quantity of seed that you sow. You see, in verse 8 it says, and the one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. You see, you can sow to the flesh or you can sow to the Spirit. You can choose what kind of seeds you're going to choose to sow and in what area you're going to sow. If you sow to the flesh, that means what comes natural to you, just the cravings of your flesh. If you sow to the flesh, it's easy and it seems natural, but the end is destruction. If you sow to the Spirit and you allow the Spirit to manage your flesh and the Spirit part of you to override your flesh, then you begin to sow to the things that God wants in your life. And that road of sowing literally leads to eternal life. It's our choice. So here's the thing you need to know about seeds. The quantity, first of all, the quantity. The amount of seeds you sow determines the amount of harvest that you will be able to reap. This is a real simple farming principle, but huge. The amount of seeds you sow determines the amount of harvest that you will be able to reap. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, the Apostle Paul is speaking. He says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly, that means not a lot, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. But whoever sows generously with a lot of seeds, he will also reap generously. It's just a principle that the more you sow of seeds, the greater you can expect your harvest to be. The less you sow of seeds, the less you can expect your harvest to be as well. Some people say, I want to change the course of my marriage. And I want my marriage to be different this year or in 2 years. And I'm going to do something about it, you say to yourself. So one day, the husband decides, my marriage is going to be different. He bolsters enough courage to go into a place that he hasn't been in years. He feels very uncomfortable in this place. It's almost like being in a whole new world. It's a flower shop. And he walks into that flower shop and he nervously purchases a bouquet of flowers. He's flabbergasted at how much flowers cost. I mean, it's been a long time. And so he takes this bouquet of flowers home. He tries to remember how he's supposed to do it, hide it behind his back, rings the doorbell and says, hi, honey, I'm home, and shoves it to her and said, these are for you. What a good step. He wants his marriage to be different. But that's all he does. That's a good seed. Hey, there's going to be some harvest from that seed. It's a good seed to be planted. But if you expect your whole marriage to be different because you bought one bouquet of flowers, here's the thing, you haven't sown enough seeds. I mean, one bouquet of flowers will give you one, at max, two good days. But hey, that's about all you're getting out of it. And don't come back 4 months later and say, well, I gave her a bouquet of flowers. I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know why our marriage is different. Hold on a second. Hold on. It's a seed, but it's not enough seeds. You're going to reap according to how much you sow. It's the law of quantity.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church in Chicago with the first half of his message called The Law of Seeds, which is from his current series called God Provides. Please do tune in again on the next Straight Talk for the second half. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 25 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.